Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm delighted to have Paul Luftenegger as my guest today. During today's show, you'll get to hear a beautiful song titled This Time by Paul from his album, Love Expanding Love. You'll also get to hear about a new song Paul has created to inspire global love and kindness. Join us for 30 minutes of inspiration to believe in your dreams and encouragement to live your music in your own unique ways. Hello, Paul. Are you there?
Hi, Margo. How are you? I'm here.
I am great. I am so happy and excited to have you back on the show today. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun talking to you the first time, and since the last time I had you on the show, which was I think in March, I started listening to your song This Time over and over again while I'm exercising, and that song is just so amazing. I love it so much that I ended up buying the whole album, Love Expanding Love, and it just, wow.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, oh my gosh,
thank you so much.
I love stories like that.
Well, I originally, you know, our son got a Spotify, and so I was able to hear the song on Spotify and put it in my favorites list, and I've been listening to it while I do the exercise machine, the EFX elliptical, with headphones on. Not just the little Apple headphones, but, you know, really nice Bose
the big ones,
headphones with my iPhone. And, oh, my gosh, that song, I just love it so much. It just makes me feel so good. And that's what inspired me to have you on the show today is to share that song. And then also, like I said, it inspired me to buy the whole album, Love Expanding Love. And I just love that, the title and the cover and the art. And it's just beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about that album. I know it's not your newest one, but I want to talk about that first, and then we'll talk about your new song later on.
Sure. So this album, Love Expanding Love, that you're kind of referring to, is a really special one because it's one of those albums that was actually funded by my fans around the world on a Kickstarter campaign. So it was really special in the sense that everyone kind of got involved with it, and it really inspired me while I was writing. And a lot of the songs on that album were kind of like a commitment moment in my life where I just knew that I just had to kind of take that leap, you know, that that essentially that leap of faith and to answer the call. And someone actually had suggested I do a Kickstarter because I actually didn't have enough money to record this album. And I remember thinking, you know, there's always that message from the universe, you know, the answer is always there for you. You just have to be willing to listen and to take that leap. So it's that kind of album, and it's really special because so many people really were essentially the funding behind it. So it in the studio, I'll never forget recording it in the studio because it was kind of, let's just say I cried a lot.
Aw, but good kind of crying, right?
Oh, good. Absolutely. It was amazing. It was good tears. Yeah.
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy and gratitude. Absolutely.
Oh, wow, those are the best kind. I know those feelings, and I know firsthand how exciting and joyful it can be in the recording studio, because luckily we were just there at our friend Robert Berry's recording studio recording our song, Believe, recently. And, oh, my gosh, you know, it's so exciting when a song comes to life, you know, and you hear all the different tracks that are put down and just, you know, the music, but you have such a way with the keyboards, with I guess it's piano that you play, right?
Yes. I play the piano and the cello too, but yes, the piano is my primary writing tool.
Wow. Well, your touch with the keyboards, the piano keyboards, are just amazing. And then also, I love the sound of your voice when you're singing too. So the combination that together just really makes an incredible thing to hear. That, and I just love also all your posts on Facebook that you have too, because you're just always so much about love and expanding love and enjoying life, and And as we were talking about earlier before the show, is that the world needs all the love we can get out there right now. And so the whole
Absolutely.
Idea of expanding the love and the light in the world is just, to me, that is something really, really important for us all to do, whatever
mm-hmm,
little
absolutely.
Bit we can do to do
absolutely.
That. And yeah. And so I think that what I'd like to do is I'd like to play the song and then talk to you a little bit more about that afterwards.
Okay.
So it just feels like a good time to do it because I think everybody's going to probably be pretty curious about what this song sounds like if they haven't heard it, and if they have
sure.
heard it, they can just enjoy it again. It is a little over 4 minutes, and so this is This Time by Paul Leftenegger from Love Expanding Love. just feel so good every time I hear it. And I love the part where it says, free to be me. That has been such a theme in my life, needing to be able to be me. And I wrote about it a lot in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, because it was something that took me till my mid-30s to realize I really had to do, was to be willing to be me. And at that point, I didn't even know who me was.
Yeah, I always say, if it's funny you should say that, because I always say I'm still learning how to be me. And I think in our life, I think we're always learning. And I think that that's really the answer to that question, is that we're always learning and growing and expanding our value when we're really who we are. So I love that you said
I agree. And it's like at that point I was just starting to at least discover who that was. And you're right. Each year there's more and more to it. And, oh, boy. But, you know, that song is such a reminder that we all need to be who we are really inside. That's what I hear when I listen to it, is to be our spirit. And I've always loved that saying that we're spiritual beings having a human experience instead of human beings having a spiritual one occasionally. And to me, that's what your song is about, is about being who we really are inside. And I feel like that part of us is the part that is love and is light and, you know, is the one that can not only love ourselves, but love all the people around us and all the animals and the planet itself.
Absolutely. I know that that song in particular is kind of an interesting song, because I actually sold one of, well, my dad really didn't own a lot of things before he passed away. So one of the things that happened is I sold my father's motorcycle and purchased this wonderful keyboard with that money, because I wanted to keep his passion alive through my passion, which is music. And what
That's
happened is, and the thing that happened is it's really interesting, because I was doing a concert actually for my album before this one, when this song happened to kind of come to be, and the keyboard had a sequence on it that's actually a very beautiful blend that song that you just played today is from. And I would never have written that song if it wasn't for a sequence kind of that was on my keyboard that was from his kind of passion that was now my passion through this keyboard. And the song literally, I think I wrote it in probably about maybe 4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It just kind of happened. And I remember playing it live for my first concert, and everyone really responded to it. So it's kind of a special song too. And it's interesting because you picked this song today. So I kind of like that you did.
Well, you know, I just felt so strongly about this song, and then also about the album title and art, The Love Expanding Love. I just really, really, really wanted to talk to you about it with the people that listen to my show, and and also to talk to you about it for the people that are fans of yours already that maybe haven't heard this album and maybe haven't heard this song. So, you know, I just feel like it's got such an incredibly great vibration to it. And we were just at the West Coast Songwriters event last night, the playoffs for Best Song of the Year at San Rafael in our location. Dudley and I are, my husband and I are two of the co-managers for the West Coast Songwriters in that location. And it was interesting, one of the judges last night was saying, because I sit up with the judges while they're talking about the songs, and she was saying that during the first 10 seconds of the song, if it doesn't catch your attention, that unfortunately it's a good chance that maybe it won't catch people's attention. And as I was listening to your song this morning and going, oh my gosh, the first 10 seconds definitely catch my attention, and then it just keeps on catching it more and more as it goes.
That's awesome. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you also have got some other really good news about your new song, too. Tell us a little bit about your new song and about Dr. Northrup and, you know, meeting her in Toronto, because that all looked like it was so much fun, too. So I'd like to hear about that.
She's so Dr. Northrup, Christiane Northrup, Dr. Northrup is she's become a very good friend of mine. Really, a little over a year. It's kind of interesting. I knew intuitively. I have lots of help from the other side.
Yeah.
I knew intuitively I was meant to reach out to her. I had watched her on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, and something in my heart just instantly said I need to write her. She immediately responded back to me, and we became friends kind of instantly. And she had just had her Super Soul Sunday air. And she was stuck on a tarmac when she received this message, and essentially had a very big, profound moment with my song, My Heart, and wrote me back in great gratitude. And that's kind of how we met. So My Heart, literally, my song My Heart, actually was our first encounter. And then fast forwarding to today, I was just on her show Flourish on Hay House Radio. And I debuted this new song that I've just written. And it's I Believe in You is the song. And it just kind of magically kind of aligned that way. And it's all about helping the planet, helping the children, and really helping remind people to help the endangered species. And those three messages kind of came through. And, you know, Dr. Northrup and I we talk a couple of times every week, actually. And she's just an incredible, she's one of those people that truly live what she says and what she shares. Her life is totally about what she represents. There's no fake whatsoever. She's amazing. And she's one of those people that just authentically, I just feel very, very blessed to have met her the way that I did. And I had actually a dinner with her in Toronto when she came for the I Can Do It this past spring. And we had the most incredible dinner. She invited me out for dinner, and it was just an epic moment that I will never forget. And she shared that she's been on Oprah 10 times, and just stories that you, to sit beside
her
with what she's done in her life is just, I mean, it's incredible to be in the presence of somebody that literally glows, and she glows.
She does. She
yeah.
does. You know, I have not actually met her like you have. I mean, where I've talked to her one-on-one. But I've been to several I Can Do It conferences here, well, in Las Vegas first and then in California, where she was speaking. And she is such a character. I just love her. I mean, you can tell that she just says what she thinks and feels, and it's right from her heart. You can tell that she doesn't speak, like, from a script or something like that. Yeah.
And she has the most incredible laugh that I think I've ever heard, literally from every cell in her body. And when she laughs, it's just, I mean, it's an epic laugh. And she's a liberator of love, which I just, she's an engine of love. And I just love her.
No, she's a very special lady. And her daughter, Kate's really cool, too. I read her book. Money, what is it called?
I actually don't know the title. I haven't read her book, but I know I have such a huge list of things to read that I try to keep up, and I have to pace myself because I read everything, I know, you know how it is. Yeah.
Oh, I'm the same way. Books have always been one of my most favorite things, and it's one of the hardest things for me to get rid of. There's books everywhere in our home, in my office, everywhere, you know, even in my car.
I know.
They're everywhere.
You should see my reading list. I have a stack. Yeah.
Oh, I know. And sometimes what I find that what I do is I'll have a stack of books kind of over near my reading area and have some of my favorite inspiring books that I've read in the past and some that I'm starting to read. And then, you know, sometimes I'll just pick up whichever one I feel inspired to read a few pages of that day instead of feeling like I have to read every book like cover to cover. I had this one friend that she was saying that she only reads one book at a time because she has to read every page of every book cover to cover first. And I've learned a long time ago, as much as I love books, there's some books that, I'm sorry to say, are a waste of time.
Yeah, I know.
You
it's
know,
true.
I mean, if I'm not enjoying the book, either if it's a fiction book, if I'm not enjoying the story and really enjoying it, or if I'm not feeling inspired and uplifted and enjoying a nonfiction book, then it's either not the time for me to read it or it's just not the book for me to read. So
yeah, I know.
No problem putting it aside.
I know that's kind of the way that you have to kind of become the editor of everything that you expose yourself to. And there's only so much time in a day, so you want to make sure that you're living in that joy space.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the time's going by really quickly, and
I just
want to mention, it always does on this show. I love doing this show, and especially when I have guests like you that are so much fun and so talented. It's just, ooh, it goes fast. But I wanted to have time to ask the questions that I want our audience, to think about. And they are, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And, oh my gosh, Paul, it is such a beautiful planet, and there's so much good that happens in the world.
Absolutely. It's an amazing, I believe very much that we're in I believe the shift is now, I really do see a lot more love happening. I know it seems like there's a lot of other things going on too, but I see love expanding every day, and especially when you focus on it, I see it more and more. So
that is so true. Yeah. And one of my guests I had on my show just recently, a woman named Michelle Gordon, I don't know if you've heard of her, speaking of books. She's from England, and she was on a U.S. tour, and one of my Facebook friends asked me to have her on the show to talk about a book that she's just having the five-year anniversary of. It's called The Earth Angel Training Academy.
Okay.
And, oh my gosh, it is, I started reading it because I needed to have her on the show, and the more I got into it, the more I really liked it. And it's a series, and there's like 6 books, and I've already read all 6 of them now.
That's wonderful. I love stuff like that when that happens.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's about angels coming to Earth to help expand the love and the light on the Earth.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the things it did for me more than anything was it helped me realize that even though people think I'm a lot more brave and bold and courageous than I really am, and it helped me realize that all of us who do have that desire to spread love and light in the world, that we need to not tune into the fear of doing it and what other people might think, and just do it.
Absolutely. And the more you do it, the stronger that muscle gets and the greater your heart opens and the more love that shows up. And that, I'm a firm believer. I know after my dad's suicide, which, is really where I kind of changed my life in 2011, long and short of it is it's just expand love every day and love starts to surround you more every day. Really simple concept, very factual facts.
Well, the simplest things a lot of times are what really works, and plus it's a good reminder. One of my affirmations that I have on a post-it that I love is, I'm willing to let it be easy, and easy's all in caps, because the thing is, so many times we let life get so complicated and try to make things
reinvent
way.
The wheel. Yep.
Instead of just going, oh wow, this is really cool, like it is right now.
Absolutely. And the freedom and the liberation. I think when you liberate yourself into a loving space inside, and when you really do that with full, full intention, that's where everything changes. And, the circle that surrounds you starts to, reflect what it is that you're putting out. And then that just gets bigger and more wonderful every day. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so true. That is so true.
You see it in your life, I know, every day.
Oh, I do. I do. And, in fact, in my book, I wrote about what I call our circle of control, our circle of influence, and our circle of concern. And our circle of concern is everything out there that we're concerned about and care about. And then our circle of control in the middle, though, is like you said, it's like basically from love, and it's looking at what we can choose to do, what we focus on, what we think about, what we say, our actions, all the things that are under our control, even just our focus. And like you said, editing what we watch and what we read and even what we think.
Absolutely.
And then by focusing on the circle of control, though, your circle of influence, as you're saying, it grows. It expands. Exactly.
Yeah.
Love expands love.
Exactly. Such a simple, beautiful formula.
it's just so perfect. Now, you have some upcoming events, don't you? And people can find out more about you at your website, bekindness.com. And it's
correct.
BEEkindness.com. I love that. Isn't that the
like
name
the bumblebee
of your
and pollinating. Yeah.
Yeah. But it reminds you to be kind, and that is such an important choice. Speaking of choices that we can each make the choice to be kind and to tell the truth with courage, kindness, grace, and love, I like to say, because, you know, it's courage and kindness together are awesome. If you have just the courage or just the kindness, sometimes it doesn't work. But, you know, if you blend those two together, you can tell people things that they need to hear and do it in a kind way.
Absolutely. I know one thing that I just read Snatchum Kaur's book recently, and the thing that she talks about in that is also the pain body. And something that's really interesting that I kind of had as a reflection just really quickly is that, you know, we all talk about love and being kind and all of this, but I also just like to remind people, like, I am certainly not perfect. I make mistakes and trip, and there are times where I haven't been as kind as I've wanted to be, and I actually now make a point of going back to say sorry to people too. And this is something that I've changed about me, and, you know, when you're it's so rare that that happens, so I really notice when that happens, but I also don't like to make it so that people believe that I'm perfect in that way either, because I'm not. And So I always like to just, after reading Snatchum Kaur's book, it really made me think that I need to make sure that I say that too, because that's my truth. I work on myself every single day, and I am kind enough to myself to know when I've made a mistake that I feel like I want to atone for. And I do that now. And I feel so much better after I do that.
I feel exactly the same way as you. I have to admit, I did a couple of things, said a couple of things last night that weren't as kind as I'd like them to be. And they weren't awful or anything. But
no,
they
I know.
Weren't
yeah.
me. And I just felt so terrible. And so, saying you're sorry and
I get it.
Forgiving yourself and then going on
totally.
And then deciding, okay, I'm going to remember, I'm going to be more kind from now
totally.
On. Now, we only have 2 minutes left, though. And don't you have some upcoming events that you wanted to mention?
Well, basically, so what I wanted to just ask you if you're going to this, because Louise Hay is, her 90th birthday celebration is actually in San Diego.
October 8th.
Yeah, and I just actually purchased my flight last night, so I'm actually going to that.
Oh, my gosh, I want so much to be there. I haven't gotten my ticket yet, but I definitely want to be there, so maybe I'll get to meet you in person there.
Yeah, well, and I thought of just mentioning that to you today, because I am going for sure. So I'm going to be in that audience, and I'm so excited to really celebrate that with everyone, because Louise Hay's changed my life. I know yours, Dr. Dyer, Christian, you know, Anita, everyone that I've kind of – the circles that we're in, right? So.
Oh, I'm so excited that you're going. Yeah, I definitely want to be there. Well, you're inspiring me to go get my flights booked.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. So that's one of the things that I'm having coming up. And also, I've just been invited, and I always like to just remind people of Sister Jenna's work. She's in Washington, and essentially, she actually has invited me a couple of days before this Louise Hay celebration, has invited me to a private retreat. So I'm actually going to that, and I know that there will be some amazing thought leaders that she's invited specifically to kind of synergize essentially some energy before essentially the American election that's coming up, and Meditate the Vote, something she's working on. So I just wanted to share that today. Sister Jenna, if anybody is interested in the U.S., to look her up. She's an incredible, very, very beautiful spirit. And those are the
wonderful.
Two things that I just wanted to talk about. Yeah.
Paul, we're going to be cut off from the live show in just a few seconds. And
okay.
We'll probably have a little bit of recording time left after that. But I just want to say thank you while we're still alive. Thank you so much for doing your music, for being back on my show, and for expanding the love in the world.
Absolutely. And thank you for all that you do, Margot. You're an amazing light in the world. And thank you to everyone listening. And I'm sending tons of love to you from my heart to yours.
Oh, I'm sending love to them too, and gratitude and appreciation. And there's been so many people posting wonderful messages about this and sharing it on Facebook, and I'm so thankful, because I just want to get your message and your music out there to more and more people. And
thank you.
More,
I know.
More love.
Wonderful,
world.
Wonderful.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And please share the show with your friends and family so they can enjoy Paul's song and hear about his message of love and light. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.